All right, take your Bibles tonight, turn to the book of Psalms, and we'll be reading Psalm number 90. Psalm number 90. If you notice there at Psalms 90, it says a prayer of Moses, the man of God. Usually when we think of Psalms, we think of David or some of the other more prominent writers, primarily David, the writer of Psalms. But Psalm number 90 and probably 91, the scholars that study the different manuscripts believe that that Moses wrote both of these Psalms. And these could be very well they are the oldest of the Psalms, for Moses is believed that he wrote that as they traveled from Egypt to Canaan land there in the wilderness. And tonight I want to look at Psalm number 90. We'll read these verses. It only has 17 verses. But you'll notice the scripture says here, or the inscription there with Psalm 90, says Moses, the man of God. There's only 8 people in the scripture that are identified with that title, the man of God. And 6 of them we know real well. 2 of them are sort of unknown to us, as many of God's people are, but they're listed there in the scripture as the man of God. And let me get this back. I wanted to read that verse. But you have Moses, Samuel, David, Elijah, Elisha, Timothy, and then the 2 that are very unknown in the scripture that's called men of God is Shimei. And then there's one man that's only listed 1 time in the scripture, and I'm not even sure I can pronounce his name right. I believe it's Igdalia, and he's found in Jeremiah chapter 35, verse 4. It's the only time you'll find his name. And the Bible says here, the Lord into the chambers of the son of Hanan, the son of Igdalia, a man of God. And so he's identified there as a person that knew the Lord and was certainly identified as a man of God. As we live in our world, it is certainly important that people would realize that we are children of God, that we are the people of the Lord. But tonight, as we read Psalm number 90 from Moses, who certainly was not only identified as a man of God, but he demonstrated his following after the Lord. And this psalm is attributed to him, and the oldest psalm in the scripture. He says in verse number 1, Lord, thou hast been our dwelling place in all generations. Before the mountains were brought forth, or ever thou hadst formed the earth and the world, even from everlasting to everlasting, thou art God. Thou turnest man to destruction and sayest, return, ye children of men. For 1,000 years in thy sight are but as yesterday when it is past, and as a watch in the night. Thou carriest them away as with the flood. They are as sleep in the morning. They are like grass which groweth up. In the morning it flourisheth and groweth up, and in the evening it is cut down and withereth. For we are consumed by thy anger, and by thy wrath are we troubled. Thou hast set our iniquities before thee, our secret sins in the light of thy countenance. For all of our days are passed away in thy wrath. We spend our years as a tale that is told. The days of our years are 70, and if by reason of strength they be 80 years, yet in their strength labor and sorrow, and it is soon cut off, and we fly away. Who knoweth the power of thy anger, even according to thy fear? So is thy wrath. So teach us to number our days, that we may apply our hearts unto wisdom. Return, O Lord, how long, and let it repent thee concerning thy servants. O satisfy us early with thy mercy, that we may rejoice and be glad in all of our days. Make us glad according to the days wherein thou afflicted us, and in the years wherein we have seen evil. Let thy work appear unto thy servants, and thy glory unto thy children. And let the beauty of the Lord our God be upon us. And establish thou the work of our hands upon us, yea, the work of our hands, establish thou it. As we read these verses, we find that we see here the brevity of life, or the quickness that life goes by. We see that our God is a everlasting God. He's a sovereign God that rules over everything. And these verses, I'm just going to take a few at a time and note some things about the place of life that we have. We were even talking this afternoon before church about how quick life goes by. It's like a vapor. It appears for a moment, then it vanishes away. And here the psalmist Moses tells us that we have been given to us 70 years. That's 70 years. And then if we have the strength to go farther than that, it is a blessing, but soon we'll be cut off and we will fly away. We will leave here. And so tonight I want us to just think about the brevity of life, or the quickness of life. Life at its best is very soon removed. It's very short. We were talking about when we were children, we didn't think time would ever go by. And after we grow up, we wonder where time has gone. I remember it. I thought it'd take an eternity for me to become 16 years old so I'd get my license. And then it didn't take long to be 18 and be ready for the draft. And then before long, you look at your life, you're in your mid-20s, 30s, and all of a sudden you look back at it and all those years have gone by. And the quickness of it, the brevity of life, the vapor of life is upon us. But here we find the Lord gives to us that in our lifetime we certainly need to have the right perspective of our God. Even though we are short-lived, even though we are here just for a little while, God is eternal. Even though we are here just for a few moments when compared to time and the time of life and the time of ages that have gone by, we are here just very, very short, sort of like a blink of an eye when compared to all of that. So we find life is brief, but God is forever. The Scripture tells us He does not change. He does not make a choice today and change His mind tomorrow like we do. But He is forever. Here Moses said that He is a tremendous God. He says, Lord. That first word there in the psalm is the word Jehovah. And Moses recognized Him as the God of heaven. And he says, Thou hast been our dwelling place in all generations. He is that sovereign, governing God that controls this world and this universe. Nothing slips by Him. I may miss some things in life. You may miss some things in life. And we may not get all the details, but nothing slips by our Lord. And so He's a forever God. And He tells us here in verse number 4, For 1,000 years in thy sight are but as yesterday when it is past, and as a watch in the night. 1,000 years. We think of 1,000 years, such a long time. But with God, it's sort of like a time of work, or a time that we have that has gone by yesterday. And it says a watch in the night. And so just a few hours. They always had the watchman, and they watched for a few hours each night. And here that Moses said, when we consider the Lord in time, 1,000 years is just like that watch of the night. 1,000 years is like it was but as a yesterday. And so we serve a forever God. We serve a tender God. He is tremendous, and He's tender because He is always there in our dwelling places, and it's in all generations. He's timeless. God is always been, always has been, always will be. And that is brought over to the New Testament when speaking of the Lord Jesus. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. He does not change. He does not move. And He's a God that is sympathetic toward His people. He's a God that looks upon the lives of men, realizes that man dies and that man will stand before God. And He says He carries them away even in the flood. In the morning they are as grass which groweth up. In the morning it flourisheth and groweth up. And in the evening is cut down and and withereth. We have a forever God, but man is very, very frail. We are very susceptible to leaving this world quickly. Man is frail. And Moses said, man is like the grass that grows up. It flourishes in the morning and during the day, and then the evening it is cut down and it is gone. It's that vapor that appears for a moment and then it vanishes away. Our God loves us and cares about us. He is there to help us because we are frail. We cannot do our own things by ourselves. We must have His help. We have a song in our songbook that talks about couldn't even get up in the morning if it wasn't for the Lord. If it wasn't for God, if it wasn't for the strength of the Lord in our hearts and our lives, we would not be able to be here tonight. We'd not be able to do anything during the day. We are very, very frail. We may be prime in our health. We may have everything well today, and then tomorrow we can be cut down. We can be the best of health one day, and the next day have many, many difficulties and many problems because we are frail. The frailty of man, he does not last very long. There are thousands of dollars that are spent by individuals to see if they can live longer than anybody else. They want to live long, they want to prosper, they want to have life, and they'll spend money on doctors, they'll spend money on anti-aging compounds that you put on yourself, and it does not work. It does, because we're aging. We're getting old. We are frail in the sight of God, and really we're frail in the sight of each other. Every one of us in here tonight, we could sit down and talk about our ailments. And I used to hear folks get together when I was a kid. They'd talk about everything that's wrong with them. Now I catch myself doing the same thing. I guess I'm getting old like they were. But we have our frailties. We have our problems. We have our things in our life that are not working like it used to work. And we're going down, and we're not evolving. We're devolving, and certainly that shows us that we are very weak. We are a very frail individual. But God is forever. He changes not. He doesn't grow old. He doesn't go out of date. He's always there. But you and I, we are frail. We come up and we flourish, we grow, and then we're cut down and we wither away. As James says, we're that vapor. Now that's here just for a moment, and then it's gone. You don't see where it's gone. You don't realize that it's leaving, and all of a sudden the vapor has disappeared. As I've used the verse many times out of the book of Job. Job says our life is faster than the weaver's shuttle. As the weaver would weave together and use the loom, they would make their rugs, it would come back and back and forth, and the thread would move across. And Job said our life is that quick. And so we realize that life is very, very frail. I don't know about you, but I can't do all the things I used to could do. My mind can sometimes. We think we can do it. We say, well, I can take care of that. And then we find out we can't do it at all because we're growing older. We are getting weaker, and our frailty is overtaking our strength. But I'm glad we have a God that loves us and cares about us. We have a God that that one that would help in every prospect and everything of our life. In the morning we flourish. Verse 7 says, we are consumed by thy anger. In the wrath we are troubled, thou hast set our iniquities before thee, our secret sins in the light of thy countenance. And then he says, all of our days are passed away in thy wrath, and we spend our years as a tale that is told. Our years is like a story that goes on and on and on. But there is, as we have seen many times on the movies and cartoons and everything, right at the very end, it says, what? The end. And one of these days, our life will have the end to that. And so we have a forever God. We are a frail individual. And our days go by very, very fast. We're not here very long. We're not here to do a whole lot other than in the allotted time that God gives us. And He tells us here we have 70 years, and if by reason of strength they be 80 years, or 80, yet is their strength labor and sorrow. From the time we are born to the time we die, we are full of troubles. We're full of sorrows. Probably this past week, there have been sorrows in many of our lives. There's been things that have been said or things that have been done or just incidences that took place that has brought sorrow to our heart. And from the time we were born until the time we die, life is filled with sorrow. Life is filled with tears. Life is filled with anxiety and problems that come to us. And so we find that it doesn't matter how long we live, doesn't matter how fast we go out of this world, and we think 75, 80 years old, we think that is old, but in the process of eternity, it's just a twinkle. And we're here just a moment. And so we need to use the time that God gives us that we can be a servant of the Lord, that we could be a person that would be willing to give of ourselves, our times, our talents, that we might serve Him the best of our ability, because before long we'll be a has-been. Before long we'll be a memory. Before long we'll be a thought. I was thinking this past week, a lot of people keep up with all their family trees and things, but I don't, you go back just a couple of generations, I don't know who is in my family, simply because it was never told to me. And if it was told to me, I don't remember it. I wasn't interested in it then. I can remember on Memorial Day years ago, we'd go to all these cemeteries, and I wondered why in the world we'd go to a cemetery to visit somebody that's not going to talk back. And we would go to a cemetery, and I can go to that cemetery, but there was some unmarked graves just by a rock, and my grandmother knew who was there, my mom knew who was there, but it's all lost in time. I don't know. Last year I went to one of those cemeteries and walked about where I could remember, and those rocks are still there, and those stones are still there, but I have no idea who they are other than I know they were somewhere in my background. And so we're here a little while and we're forgotten. And if time continues and progresses on, you know what? Two or three generations past us, we'll be forgotten too. We'll be just a memory for some, and then for some say, well, I don't remember who they were. I don't remember what was told to me about them. And we go to the different places and the cemeteries, but we do not have a real connection with maybe our history and our past. Well, I'm glad I don't have to have all that, but I'm glad I have a future. I have a connection with a future that's far brighter than the days gone by, and that's through the Lord Jesus Christ. So He's our forever God. Praise the Lord for that. I may be frail, and my time upon this earth may be very, very short. Living even to the 70 or 80 year, that's just like a twinkle of an eye. The days of our years are 80. And then it says, even by strength, if we go 80 years, in their strength, labor and sorrow, for it is soon cut down, and we fly away. We leave this world. I'm glad I have a knowledge. I'm glad I have a Bible. I'm glad I have a scripture that tells me that we leave here. And if we know the Lord Jesus Christ, we can sing that old song, some glad morning, we shall fly away. We'll leave this world, and we'll go to be with the Lord Jesus Christ. The real problem here is that we have sin in our life and the difficulties that are mentioned here in verse 7 and verse 8. We have our iniquities, our secret sins, and all the things that's in our life. I'm glad, praise the Lord, my sins are gone. They've been put under the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. We've been born again by the Spirit of God. And therefore we have a wonderful, wonderful time. And we will one day fly away. Paul says that we shall go to be with Him. Jesus said, He said, if I go prepare a place for you, then I will come again and receive you unto myself. And so one of these days we're going to leave here. You look at the condition of our world, and every testimony that we see from our world tells us one thing: Jesus is coming. He is on His way. I don't know when. I have no idea. So therefore, I need to live like we're going to be here forever. I need to serve God like there's no ending to it, but it could end tonight. It could end tomorrow. The Lord could come, and our process of time would be over. And Paul says we'll be changed in the moment, in the twinkling of an eye, and we'll go home, and the Bible calls it, to our long home. We'll go to be with Him. And so we'll fly away. Some glad day. One of these days we shall leave here and we'll go to be with the Lord Jesus Christ. Verse number 12. Since we are frail, since our days go by fast, since we are going to fly away, verse number 12 says, so teach us to number our days, that we may apply our hearts unto wisdom. Here we find the Scripture says if we are going to leave here, then God teach us to number or to count our days. That just simply means to be aware of every day that we have is a gift of God. Every morning that we get up, it's a gift of the Lord. Someone asked me the other day, said, well, how are you doing today? I said, well, I got out of bed. I'm doing pretty good. We have a gift of God of one more day. We don't have the promise of tomorrow. I don't know that I'm going to get up in the morning. I plan on getting up in the morning, but we may not get up in the morning. But when we do, we need to number, we need to consider our days and use them for the glory of the Lord Jesus Christ, that we serve Him, because life is so sinful, life is so short, our lives are very serious. And now Moses said, dear God, teach us to number our days, that we may apply our hearts to wisdom. Not just to have instruction, not just to have things that we know, but to have wisdom to use what God has given us. I hope that we are more wise now than we were when we first got saved. God teaches us, God gives us wisdom. If any man lack wisdom, the Scripture says, let him ask of God. Let the Lord give him that and enjoy those things that the Lord has for us. And then in verses 13 through the remainder of the chapter, we have here the prayer, and it says, O Lord, how long? Return, O Lord, how long? We find that there is a moving of God, and let it repent thee concerning thy servants. He says, Lord, how long? Here's the moving of the Lord. The mercy of God is found in verse 14 and 15. It says, satisfy us early with thy mercy. Satisfy, give instruction, give satisfaction early in the morning, that we can rejoice and be glad in all of our days. Ever how many days there are to have joy and gladness within that. So Lord, come to us, return to us, give to us gladness, give to us joy all the days that we have. Make us glad, verse 15, according to the days wherein thou hast afflicted us and the years wherein we have seen evil. What is that? All the days of our life. Give us gladness, give us joy. Make us glad according to the days. Every day that we have ought to be a time of joy. Now, I'd be the first to admit not every day that I have is a fun day. Not all of it is joy, joy, joy. But I'm glad I'm living, glad that God's blessed, and glad that God can give to us. And here we have the prayer of Moses that gives us the mercy of the Lord, gives us the might or the strength of God. It says, "Let thy work appear unto thy servants and thy glory to their children." And then verse number 17, to the majesty of God, "And let the beauty of the Lord our God be upon us." What is the beauty of the Lord our God? I believe it's the garments of salvation that He gives to us. We have nothing to offer the world in our frail life. We have nothing to give to this world that could encourage them other than what the Lord gives to us. And so He says, "Let the beauty of the Lord our God be upon us, and establish thou the work of our hands upon us." The work of our hands, establish it. And so this psalm, Psalm number 90, is a psalm that magnifies God as being an eternal God. It does not glorify man because it gives the truth of man that he's frail. It gives the quickness of life. It's just a little while we fly away. But we can have the wisdom and we can have the blessing. We can have the mercy and the majesty of the Lord in our life that we can serve Him. Charles Spurgeon wrote, and I wrote this in my Bible, I read it on this psalm, and Spurgeon made this statement concerning the quickness of life. He said, "Earth was born just the other day." That's how God sees time. Earth was born just the other day, and the flood was just a while ago. 1,000 years as a day. Other places that is given to us. And here the Lord uses Moses to talk about that 1,000 years in His sight is as but yesterday. So the things that we think are so long, long ago, in the mind of God, they're right now. The things that we look for yet in the future, you know what they are? They are in the mind of God as present tense right now. I believe in the mind of the Lord, we are perfect in the presence of God, and we are before the Lord, and the blood of Jesus Christ cleanseth from all sin. Our righteousness is before Him. God the Father does not see me as a sinner. God sees me as a blood-bought, born-again Christian. And we are headed toward heaven. And it's going to take a process of time for us. But in the mind of God, we're already there. Praise the Lord, we are redeemed by the precious blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. We have life through His name. And we have joy on our way. The gladness, the rejoicing, the joy, and the beauty of our Lord be upon us that others may see Christ living in and through us. Let's stand together tonight.